The White House said today it's taking seriously new threats by North Korea, but said that Pyongyang has a history of what it called bellicose rhetoric. North Korea warned Seoul today that the Korean Peninsula has entered a state of war. Christopher Hill is the former U.S. ambassador to South Korea. He said it's likely the war talk is designed to pump up the image of the new leader, Kim Jong-un, as being able to stand up to world powers.
I don't think they are interested in hostilities commencing, but I think they are interested in showcasing this young, untested, and not particularly appealing young leader.
But Hill said North Korea is still potentially dangerous. The Kenyan Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that the presidential election will stand and Uhuru Kenyatta will be sworn in as president. NPR's Gregory Warner reports.